Yes. Good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Metro Research. Yep. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and also schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years of age and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Do you have any kids at home that are attending from 6th grade to 12th?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Just a moment. I'm going to continue in English. Okay. And how many kids do you have?
One.
At home? One? Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
45.
Thank you. Just a moment. All right. Man. Now, how would you describe your race? Is it white, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White.
White, thank you.
Caucasian. Okay,
thank you. And what is the grade that your kid is in?
She's in seventh.
Seventh, thank you. Now, which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Public.
Thank you. A public charter school or just a public school run by a school district?
A public town school in the district.
Okay, thank you. All right, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical
nope.
Schools? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your seventh grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
Too early, but basing it off last year, I give it an A.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, thinking about the letter you gave your seventh grade child, what were you thinking in particular when you gave that grade to your child?
Is it for my child or was it for the school? Sorry.
No, for your school. I mean, for yourself, like, Why made you give him an A for last year's?
I don't know. They seem to, I mean, basically enough to, like, the teachers and the faculty and my daughter's experience. I think there's no issues there. It's a good school.
Okay, thank you. I'm writing this down. Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
I believe so.
Okay. How about in terms of math? Is your seventh grade child working at the level expected for students at the age group when it comes to math?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your seventh grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not concerned.
Not concerned. Okay. So not too concerned or not at all concerned?
No, not at all.
Okay. Thank you. How much have you discussed your seventh grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little or not at all?
Just a little.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following do you think your seventh grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate's degree? Begin a bachelor's degree? Begin a training program for a trade job? Enter the workforce or something else?
I'd begin a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how well is your seventh grade child preparing for your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Well.
Well? Somewhat well or very well?
Very well.
Thank you. And in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in as well, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? In your own words.
Post-high school?
Yeah,
goals?
So what would you say that are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Probably the economy, like having to, you know, get student loans and all that stuff. And I mean, he's what, like 6 years, 7 years away from, you know, going to college.
Okay. Thank you.
And yeah.
6, 2, 7. From now. Thank you very much. Okay, next. And you say, you said your seventh grade child would most like to begin a bachelor's degree after high school. So how confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm confident. I mean, I'll support whatever she decides, but I'm assuming that she's going to pursue a bachelor's.
Thank you. So when thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college, how much of a concern is it? How much of a concern is each of the following? The first one is the cost of applying to college. Is it a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
It's a major concern.
What about the cost of books?
Yep.
Major also concern?
Yep.
The cost of room and board also major?
Yep.
And the total tuition cost, major concern?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, we're about 50% through the survey. Thank you for your participation. Now, do you believe that the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Thank you. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your seventh grade child's school offer vocational training?
No,
okay. Do you think that vocational technical programs in your seventh grade child's school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
I think it would benefit, I don't know if it would necessarily benefit my my child, but it might benefit other kids who might be leaning towards that.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to say on that.
Okay, no problem. Also, that's also an answer. If you don't know, just let me know so I can skip it. Now, will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school? Would consider, might or might not consider, would not consider?
I don't know what the future holds, but I guess I would consider it.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words again, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child?
I don't know what their interests are going after high school. I have no idea. Like, again, she's in seventh grade only.
Gotcha. Just a moment.
If she's like a junior or senior in high school, then yeah, I could fill you in on more information.
That's true. Thank you. I'm writing this down, so okay, just a second. All righty. Now, when thinking about post-high school plans for your seventh grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? You can either answer with very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all. The first one is guidance counselors. How important do you think that is?
It's very important.
Very important. Thank you. What about family members?
That's very important.
Friends and peers plans?
Yeah, it's very important.
Your influence as a parent?
That's very important.
Teachers?
That's very important.
And college prep programs?
Very important.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as an LGBTQIA or not?
No, she doesn't do that bullshit.
Okay, so no. Thank you. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me?
Yes.
College, 4 years.
College, excellent, thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, or more than 150,000 a year?
75 to 100.
Thank you. Now, and your zip code is 01501?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
I'll pass on that. Thank you, though.
Okay, not a problem. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
No, thank you.
Okie dokie. In that case, thank you so much for your participation. This concludes our survey. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Sure that I'll leave it with you.